What is up? I am Mark Savant, and this is the After Hours Entrepreneur, where we break down the tips, tools, and tactics of some of the greatest business minds of our time. If you're ready to burn the midnight oil and to create a life and business that thrive in a rapidly changing world, well, you're in the right place. Let's get into it. Welcome to the show. Today's episode is just awesome. It is just awesome. I am joined by the master of masterminds, Mr. Aaron Walker. And you might not be familiar with what a mastermind is, but essentially a mastermind is a tight-knit community of several people, typically 10, 12 to 14 people, that work together to build each other up, constructive criticism, truth, and support for one another. And this is an extremely powerful tool for business owners to employ for a few reasons. A, it helps you to improve your game, but B, you can actually leverage the power of community to develop a very, very real business. I've spoken to several entrepreneurs over the years that have created mastermind programs, and they are a huge source of recurring revenue. And from what I can tell from the people that run the masterminds, absolutely extremely rewarding, because listen, there's a lot of businesses that it doesn't really feel like you're helping. You're like, okay, I'm going to print you out some t-shirts, I'm going to do this and do that. But when you're actually helping people live a better life and build better businesses, better communities, it's really, really powerful. So today I'm bringing on the master of masterminds, Mr. Aaron Walker, and he's helped to create dozens and dozens of very powerful masterminds. His current mastermind has hundreds of participants, and it's just a really fantastic conversation. Sit back. You definitely want to know, if you're not familiar with what masterminds are, this is going to be a huge eye-opener. If you are familiar with masterminds, you definitely want to hear from the master of them, because he is just going to lay down the exact framework that you need to create and launch a successful mastermind program. Before we get into the episode, I just want to remind you, I have a free gift. It's an absolutely 100% free gift for you. Head over to marksavantmedia.com. That's marksavantmedia.com. And I'm going to give you a free gift. It's a series of guides, just really help you get clear on your purpose, to develop your message, your story, and start getting the message out there. And if you haven't already, or maybe you're looking for other ways to develop revenue, I have some free guides to help you start building alternative and multiple streams of income. You definitely do not want to miss out on that guide. But before you head over there, you definitely are going to want to stay tuned and listen into this excellent episode with Mr. Aaron Walker. I'm very excited for today's guest. I am joined by serial entrepreneur. He successfully launched over 14 businesses in the course of his history here on Earth. He's worked with and been endorsed by people like Dave Ramsey, Dan Miller. He is the leader of the Iron Sharpens Iron Mastermind. And today we're really going to focus on the power of mastermind programs. And he's going to talk to us about his 11-step formula that he's teaching in the Mastermind Playbook. Aaron Walker, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark, thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate this. I've been so looking forward to being your guest. So thank you for having me today.
Thank you much. It's an honor to have you here, because the best thing you can do is bring people that have wisdom and experience, and you bring all of that. And especially in these crazy times with coronavirus and just a crazy, crazy world. So I'm going to ask you, how and what is the common denominator that successful businesses have? How can we survive through these crazy volatile times? What have you seen that's worked?
Yeah, I think it goes way back. You know, it's the foundational principles that we've set forth that never changes. Those are timeless. And one of the things that we've got to do, Mark, is really pay attention to our mindset. And it happens first, you know, in our vision and our dreams. And I think we can execute on that. Sometimes we have to pivot. Sometimes it looks a little differently than it did previously. You know, things that we're doing today are a little different as far as an execution standpoint than it was even 3 or 4 or 5 months ago because of the coronavirus. But, you know, it's easier to rotate and pivot something that's moving rather than trying to get something out of the harbor. It's easier to steer a moving ship if you're in motion. A lot of people lock up, you know, they pull back, they retreat, and that's the worst thing that you could do. I think that you've got to get trusted advisors around you I think there's a greater need today for trusted advisors and mentors and coaches than ever before, because we're dealing in uncharted waters. And so I think that if we keep our focus, if we stay true to our core values, we really know what our mission is. It's just the delivery is going to be a bit different.
Love that. And I think that as an entrepreneur trying to build something from the ground up, and a lot of the listeners out there are going to understand this, it can feel lonely. It can feel really difficult and almost impossible to get positive feedback or constructive criticism. Everyone's like, yeah, that's good. Or I don't understand what you're doing. So I'm just curious, in your experience, Aaron, how important has it been to you to surround yourself with the right people and to get that constructive criticism?
Yeah, great question, Mark. Well, I'll just simply say, to begin with, isolation is the enemy to excellence. And if you really want to go forward in life, you have to surround yourself with competent advisors, non-biased, trusted advisors, kind of your own board of directors, if you will, somebody that doesn't have anything to gain or lose as a result of their input. Because oftentimes business partners or colleagues or family members are very biased. They don't want to hurt your feelings, or they have something of interest themselves that they want to accomplish. But when you surround yourself with people that are very capable, very competent in their field, they can give you sound advice. They can point out your superpowers and your Achilles heel. They can also point out your blind spots, which is the thing that really gets us in trouble. And I know years ago, Dave Ramsey invited me to join his mastermind group. And honestly, I didn't want to do it at the time. Dave's a hard charger, and I knew it was going to be about authenticity and transparency and vulnerability. And I was a young guy at the time, you know, and I didn't really want to do that. I didn't want people to know that I didn't have it all together. I didn't want them to know that Robin and I had disagreements, and that some of my children misbehaved occasionally, and that my business wasn't being as successful as I wanted it to be. And I didn't want people to know that. So today, Mark, people live with a veil. They live behind this facade, and they don't want people to know that they're having troubles. Well, in a correct environment, such as a mastermind group, it gives you permission to let that veil down. And I just want to be honest with everybody out there. Robin and I just celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary. You have highs and you have lows. You have challenges. And I just want to encourage you that we don't know everything, right? We don't know what we don't know. And we've got to have people surrounding us that are edifying us, encouraging us, lifting us up, giving us sound advice. And as far as this level of success I've had, there's no way I could have done that alone. We weren't designed to be alone. We were designed to be surrounded by other competent, encouraging people. And so days that I went into the mastermind, I felt low, they picked me up. And other times I came in too high, they pulled me down. And they said, hey, let's stay to the fundamentals. Let's stay to the basics. Let's understand that you need to be creative, but at the same time, you want to make judgments based on sound data. And so they really helped me walk the true path. They were kind of like guardrails in my life. And today, with this coronavirus going on, if I didn't have trusted advisors, I'd want to crawl under my desk in the fetal position, because we've never been here. We don't know what we're dealing with. We don't know how it's going to impact us personally or professionally. And we need people to help us make a sound decision.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. It's like we're getting new information all the time from all these different places. And it's enough to make your head spin. Yeah. It's really hard to even figure out which way is up. As a scuba diver, that's like your greatest fear, is getting twisted up and not knowing which way is up or down. So I'm with you 100%. And I've also interviewed Larry Hagner, who runs the Dad Edge Alliance.
And Larry and our friends.
Yeah. Great guy. And he repeated that same exact thing, that isolation is what is that saying again?
Isolation is the enemy to excellence. He gave me credit for it, actually. Larry was in my mastermind group, and so I've mentored Larry for years and coached Larry, and he actually texted me after his interview with you, and he said, Big A, I'm giving you credit for that. And I said, well, I'm sure I stole it from somebody also. But the fact remains is that isolation is the enemy, and we have these voices in our head. We all have them. And Mark, you've done it as well. I laid in bed one night about a year ago, and somebody left our organization. And I said, Robin, do you think anybody else will join our organization? She said, shut up and go to sleep. And I'm like, we have these voices that tell us we're not good enough. We're not smart enough. You know, we can never do this. And so through isolation, those voices get magnified. But when you get out and you're able to share those thoughts and ideas with other people, they go, hey, shut up and go to sleep, or move forward. They push you through those upper limit challenges. And I could recite case in point for hours of things that it's helped push me through upper limit challenges.
I love that. I love that. To me, it's about taking control of your life, because things can just feel like they're falling off the rails sometimes. So I really love that stability type of mentality. So I want to talk a little bit and kind of segue into this mastermind business model. Sure. And what you're doing with the mastermind playbook, because to me, it's a very, very interesting business model and something that I wasn't personally familiar with a few years ago. So tell me, when someone is thinking about starting a mastermind, how can they make sure that they get the plane off the launch pad in the correct way, so that it's destined for greatness as opposed to destined for failure?
Yeah, great question. Well, let me tell you how it came about. First of all, as I said, I've been in a mastermind group every week for the past 2 decades, and it has radically transformed the way I do things. And so about 10 years ago, when I was 50, I retired for the third and final time. I said, I'm done. And my wife said, I've retired more than the law allows, but I did. I retired. And then the guys in the mastermind, Dan Miller and Dave Ramsey and some of those guys, they said, what are you going to do now? And I said, nothing. And I've told this story a million times. I said, I'm going to go down to the Caribbean, to St. John, and I'm going to buy a place, and I'm going to rock myself into an oblivion. And Dan Miller said, that's the most selfish thing I've ever heard you say. And I said, what do you mean? He said, you've been married over 3 decades at that time. He said, you've had over 12 successful companies. He said, you need to encourage and coach others. I said, I'm not interested. I don't want to do that. I'm tired. I've been working since I was 8 years old, and I'm 50 and I'm ready to retire. And Dan said, well, you're just saying, hey, I've got enough for me. Good luck to the rest of you. And I said, that's not what I mean at all. So Dave Ramsey said, hey, come do Entree Leadership as a guest of mine. And I thought, well, that's cool. That's a $10,000 gift. I'll go try it out. So I did. And Mark, I loved it. So Dan invited me to the Sanctuary in Franklin. He said, let's do Innovate, which is a coaching program. Well, I live in Nashville as well. And I was headed home that night, and he texted me and he said, Big A, he said, did you see the way the people in the room were leaning in when you were talking? And I said, well, maybe I'm just a good storyteller. And he said, no, he said, you've got experience and you've got something to say personally and professionally. He said, I really want to encourage you to coach. So I prayed about it. I'm Christian by faith. And so I prayed about it, and Robin and I talked about it, and I decided to do that. So a guy in Stephenville, Texas, and a guy in Tulsa, Oklahoma, hired me to be their coach, at which that was 7 years ago. And I still coach every week today. I started doing podcast interviews, and all of a sudden, John Lee Dumas had me on, and I had 15 one-on-one clients overnight. And I said, man, I can't scale that. I said, I need to create a mastermind. And I did. And I said, I'll only do one or two mastermind groups. Kept doing podcast interviews, and here we are today, 19 mastermind groups. We're in 9 different countries. And so thought leaders started calling me saying, how are you scaling these masterminds? And I started telling them a little bit in principle how I was doing that. And one of them called from Dubai, and he said, what would you charge me to take me on as a one-on-one coach and train me to do what you're doing? I said, I really don't want to do that. I said, it'll take too much time, and I really don't want to do it. He said, if I could persuade you financially, would you do it? And I said, I really don't want to do it. And he said, what is your price? And I wanted to get rid of him, so I threw a price out there, and he said, where do I send the money? And I went, seriously? And he said, yeah. So then I did, and he launched, and so another guy, same way, called me, and I threw out a price, and he took it. So my daughter, Brooke, she's the chief operating officer of our company. She walked in my office one day, and she said, Dad, these people are paying you ridiculous amounts of money to coach them. Why don't we create a playbook? I said, I don't want to do that. I said, it'll take too much time, too much energy, and we've created all these systems and processes to run our business. I really don't want to do that. And at the time, we had about 15 groups. And she said, we've already got all the systems in place. All the processes are in place. So I agreed to it, and it took us 18 months, and I hired a product developer, copywriter, editor, a videographer, hired a team of people, and we spent a lot of money putting this together. And it took us 18 months, and so we literally put it in an 11-step program. There's over 100 worksheets, templates, and tools, swipe files. There's lead magnets that are white-labeled, 35 professional videos, and we put it together and we launched. And Mark, I can't even begin to tell you the success that people are having with this program, because I want to help everybody understand how you can launch something that you can make money while you're away. Coaching is good, and I do coaching too, but coaching is not a business. Coaching is a high-paying job. And one day you're going to want to sell your practice, and there's going to be nothing there because you've been exchanging your time for money. So as I'm conveying this to other podcast hosts and coaches and thought leaders from around the world, they said, hey, you're right. I need to build a sustainable business. And so we've created a business that people can hire facilitators. They can do revenue share with facilitators. I don't even go to over half of our groups, but I've created the framework, the themes, the accountability tools, the books, the questions, the thought leaders, the interviews, the expert interviews. I've created all this, and I've taught people how to create the model. And so today, 2 weeks ago, I left to go on a 2-week vacation with my wife to celebrate our 40th anniversary. When I came back, I had applications to join our mastermind group, and I had more money in the bank than when I left. That's a business.
Right.
If it had been coaching, I would have had to dismiss all my clients. I would have lost that revenue because I'm exchanging time for money. And when I came back, the vacation would have cost me twice as much, not half as much, because I would have lost the revenue from the coaching clients along with going on vacation. Instead, I came back to more money. That is a business. And plus, it's going to be something I can sell. One day, I'll mentor someone to take my place. And then they'll come in, there'll be a succession plan, there'll be a transition. The groups are still meeting independently. The revenue keeps going. And so we've created something in 7 years that's a 7-figure business now, rather than it just being a one-off trading time for money. So it's becoming very popular with a lot of people as I've built this model.
Well, I absolutely love the idea because, like you said, you can't multiply yourself. You can't scale yourself because there's only one you. There's only one Aaron Walker in this case. There's only one right. You. But if you can build systems, and this is something that has really been the common denominator when I speak to successful entrepreneurs, is systems. They put systems in place, and then they train leaders. They create leaders. And that's it's an amazing skill. I'm curious, Aaron, training leaders, teaching others, empowering others, is that something that just came to you naturally, or is it something that you had to learn over time?
Yeah, you know, I've been somewhat of a teacher my entire career because we've owned 14 businesses and I've had hundreds of people work for me. And so there's an innate ability, I guess, I have in order to teach and instruct. And 5 people that have worked for me, I helped them go in competition against me because I wanted better for them. I wanted them to excel. I wanted them to improve their life. And so it comes with an attitude of being a servant leader, somebody that's really interested. And that's a real attraction to a lot of people. When I started teaching other people how to start masterminds, people came to me that were entrepreneurs and they said, "You're crazy. You're going in competition with yourself." And I said, "That's just not true, because I have an abundance mindset, not a scarcity mindset." And as a result of me teaching, it's endeared people to me. And now we're growing Iron Sharpens Iron Mastermind because I'm teaching and sharing the secret sauce and the systems and the processes. And you said something a while ago, I think is so true. We're not lacking for dreams. We fail to the level of our systems. And if we don't have systems and processes in place, we can never duplicate anything. We have a number of virtual assistants. We have 4 or 5 in the Philippines now. And we can bring on new virtual assistants, and we have the systems and processes in place in written form and MP4 video format that we can train step by step. And so they watch the videos, they do the systems and processes that we've written out, and I don't have to train. And so you train once, and if you do it properly through video and through written systems and processes, it's the same way with masterminding. We have, in the grind, as we've gone, created systems and processes. We know what works and doesn't work. And so that is the only way that you can replicate what you do, is if you have something that you've created along the way. There's no way to go back hardly and recover that, because you can't remember every step of the way. So you've got to take the time to develop these systems as you go.
Yeah. And I think constantly tweaking. I know that I'm always tweaking my systems to just consistently improve. And to be frank, I love the idea of writing down a list of your systems, creating videos to walk new people through, because, and that's really what my inspiration was. I started getting many questions about, hey, Mark, how are you executing on your podcast or your YouTube? And I said, I can't keep answering these questions one-on-one. I'm just going to start recording and trying to find different ways to scale.
You know, Mark, I'll share one other thing that I think might be helpful to your audience. It's called the 30X rule. And what that is most people say, well, that only takes me an hour a day. I'll just do it myself. And I'll just tell you through success, I've learned through success, that we have to delegate. You have to be a master at delegation. But most people say, hey, they won't do it as good as I do it. And it'll take me time to train people. And it only takes me an hour a week or an hour a day to do this particular task. That if you took the time to train somebody, you could officially get it off of your plate. So I only want to do what I can do. And so the 30X rule is if something takes you an hour to perform weekly, be willing to spend 30 hours training someone else to do it. Now, financially, if I were to tell you I could get you an 1100% ROI on your money, you would be all in.
Sign me up.
Well, that's exactly what I just did with you allocating 30 hours to train somebody to get an hour off your plate. If you do the math, it's an 1100% return on your time, right? Mm. And so time is what we can't recreate. We only have a limited amount of it, and we need to use it the most effective way that we can. And that's through training others to do what only you've been doing that you can delegate.
Wow. That is powerful. That is powerful stuff, Aaron. Thank you for sharing, because when you start learning how to teach people efficiently, it's amazing what happens. I read the 4-Hour Work Week several years ago and it just blew my mind what Tim Ferriss was able to execute on. And it's those concepts. It's working with people. I've actually had John Jonas on the show, who runs online jobs.ph, because it's so powerful when you can start teaching other people and start offloading and delegating. I absolutely love that. Aaron, I want to talk a little bit to all the people who are starting to kind of get the vibe. They're starting to understand, okay, this mastermind thing might be for real. But how do you actually get the right people to join your mastermind? You know, because you're only as good as the people that are in your group, right? How do you get the right people in?
Well, that's a marketing strategy, and we're able to do that very effectively because we have a system and a process by which we market. And so very succinctly, very methodically, we have a regimented plan about how we go about that. And then there's an application process. People make application to join our mastermind. Just because you want to be in doesn't mean you're going to get in, because we have a specific avatar that we're looking for. We're looking for givers, not takers. We're looking for people that have similar core values, people that have mission statements, people are interested in taking their life to the next level. We do a come as you will be in 2023 exercise, to where we really format your personal, your professional, your financial, your spiritual, your relational goals. And then we implement a strategy by which you can accomplish that. Brian Moran's got a very good productivity tool called the 12-week year. And we implement that strategy into accomplishing your goals and dreams. Because if you don't have a strategy to get there and you don't have daily tasks that you do, it's really not a goal. It's just a dream. And so we help people really accomplish what they want. I'm also looking for people that are willing to be vulnerable and transparent and authentic, and somebody that's really wanting to be real. And people come and they pay their money. They don't show up half the time. They don't read the books, the accountability tool. They don't do the 12-week year. We ask them to leave. And I had a guy recently tell me, I'm paying my dues. And I said, it's not about the money. I love to make the money. And I never say that I don't want to make the money, but in here, it's about adding value to the other people, because when you don't show up, you're cheating the people that's paying money to hear what you have to say. So we really go through a very stringent process to find out if your iron sharpens iron material. And if you're not, if you're just a taker, you want to suck the group for all it's worth and you want to get for only yourself, you're not for us. Because if you have a giving mindset, the natural reciprocity is everybody wants to give you back. And when you have 200 people almost like we do, and you've got everybody wanting to serve, wanting to give, wanting to share the secret sauce, wanting to help, it really takes the group to another level. When you've got people giving you resources and introductions to other thought leaders, and you're networking and you're holding each other accountable, and we're not for the faint at heart. If your feelings get hurt easy, or you carry your feelings on your shoulder, you're not for our group. If you're wanting to talk about your golf match and the biggest fish you caught and the biggest deer you killed, you're not for us. We're about moving the needle personally, professionally, and spiritually, all encompassing. And Mark, the reason is because I was very condescending and arrogant when I was in my 20s and 30s. And it was just about making more money. I retired for the first time at 27 years old. I sold out to a Fortune 500, started a company when I was 18. And I thought, hey, man, I'm the golden child. Like, I was able to retire at 27. And I say that with a great amount of humility. God just really blessed our company and we grew it. But then I discovered that it wasn't just about me. It was about other people. And I came home with a pocket full of money to a house full of strangers. And I figured out, hey, I'm going to die a rich old guy alone. And I didn't want to sacrifice my family on the altar of money. And so I really reprioritized my priorities. And I really figured out what was important in life. And the more I've been able to focus on the real thing, the real priorities in my life, we've been twice as successful financially and a lot more successful significantly. And we just help people really align their values and really help point them in a good direction, because life is an adventure. I don't want to live average. That's just as close to the bottom as is the top. I want to live an amazing life. I want to see things and go places and give money and help people. I don't want to live an average life. And you can't live an average life sitting on the couch playing video games. I want to help people maximize their potential.
I love that. And a spoiled apple ruins the whole bunch, right? So yeah. Turning away the wrong people is I think very, very challenging to do, but it's been a common thread throughout our conversation here, Aaron. Hey, I don't want to do this. I don't want to take on this particular client, so I'm going to make an astronomical amount. We can't bring in a particular mastermind member because it's not a good fit. And you're turning away money, which is really, I think, really, really hard. But as someone with as much experience as you, I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's hard. But the truth is I've lived long enough and had enough businesses to know all I'm doing is delaying the inevitable. And that's the problem that I'm going to have to deal with later. So I'm taking a short-term gain for a long-term problem. Mm. And that doesn't fare well in the end. So the more you can be proactive up front and vet the people that you want to work with and be sure that they coincide with your values and the way you see life will give you a pleasurable experience. The other way is a real headache.
Incredibly, incredibly wise. And it, you know, that's one of the reasons I love podcasting is like, because I can bring on experts. I can bring on just amazing people like yourself, Aaron, who could just drop knowledge bombs. If I can bring someone on that's got 40 years of experience, 14 businesses, is running a very big mastermind program like the Iron Sharpens Iron, I mean, it just makes a huge difference. So before I get into the rapid fire here real quick, Aaron, I just want to know from you, one of the biggest concerns that I have personally in joining a mastermind is the allocation of time. Time is really important. I got two kids, I got a wife, I got fitness, I got my own business.
Sure.
Why would I say, okay, it's worth the several hours a week to join a mastermind? If I know we've touched on this, but I want to kind of get over that hump here.
Well, there again, you have to prioritize what's important to you. And I look at very successful, very wealthy people. Let's talk about Warren Buffett just for a moment. Berkshire Hathaway, top five richest guys in the world today. Do you know what he spends 8 hours a day doing?
I would guess reading.
Reading. Yeah. And you can only imagine how many companies he's got. And why would he find that much value in reading? He's constantly educating himself in the decisions that he makes. He's very informed. But when we're so busy dealing with all the other things to not educate ourselves and not really get the perspective of others, not really get the edification and the encouragement and the ideas and the networking and the resources from other people, you have to decide, is it really an expense or is it really an investment? And it's the expense is positioning it. I don't have time. The investment is I can't afford not to do it. Hmm. You take people like Dave Ramsey, you know, when Dave and I started together, and I was his second sponsor, he was on one show in Nashville, Tennessee. He invested an hour and a half every Wednesday in his office where 10 of us gathered, and we did for over a dozen years. And we read books every single week, and we studied, and we challenged each other. Well, if you fast forward, I'm not sharing anything I shouldn't, because he talks about this. They did $300 million last year in business. He has 1,000 employees. He's on 700 radio stations. I wonder if he could have done that alone. Mm. Or I wonder if it was through the encouragement and perspective and advice of his peers and colleagues. Not taking any credit for that at all, but he will tell you himself, as Jim Rohn says, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So is it necessarily an expense or is it an investment? I can point to people like Carnegie and point to people like Henry Ford, and the list goes on and on and on, where they give the credit to their peers and their advisors and their masterminds. And so you simply have to make the decision yourself. You can only see things from one perspective, regardless of how hard you try. And the value of masterminds are the differing perspectives. And so you can't get those if you're not meeting with those people. So for me, it's a given. It's part of my daily routine.
Wow. Absolutely love it. Powerful, powerful. And I love the examples, Aaron. Thank you so much. You can, of course, find out more about what Aaron's doing at the Mastermind Playbook to start your own mastermind program, to create your own inner circle, or you can check out the Iron Sharpens Iron Mastermind to get in touch and in depth with Aaron. Aaron, we're running a little short on time. I just want to ask you one quick rapid fire question.
Sure.
If you had a billboard message that could reach millions and millions of people, what would you put on your billboard? What would you say?
Can I have two choices?
I'll give you two.
The first thing I would say is fear missing an opportunity more than you fear failure. And the second thing I would say is stop trying to make the sale and stop and add value.
Love that. Aaron, thank you for your words of wisdom. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thanks for having me on, Mark. We'll see you, buddy.
All I can say is, wow, I feel absolutely inspired and motivated. Just go out there and crush it. And if you haven't ever considered a mastermind program to either join for yourself to improve your game, or is potentially new business model or way of developing relationships, I strongly recommend that you consider how that could play out and improve your life. This episode is a great kind of introductory to that. You do not want to miss the next episode. I am telling you, it is straight fire. If you're trying to burn the midnight oil and build something meaningful, man, After Hours Entrepreneur, I've got something for you. It's coming next. Don't go far, and make sure that you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss it. And before I let you go, I just want to remind you to leave a 5-star review. Open up your Apple iTunes app or your Spotify app, your Stitcher app. Smash the 5 stars, leave a review, let me know what you loved about this episode, and I will bring more of it to you. That is my word. Word is bond. I cannot wait to bring you more awesome interviews. It's just, listen, I can't get into what's coming next, but you don't want to miss it. It is going to be really, really great. You've been listening to The After Hours Entrepreneur. I'm Mark Savant, and I'll catch you next time. Peace.